The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and pickle.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Hello, Roger. It's Brian. I'm down in Dover. I'm by the sea. My mum's not very well, and she's asked for her three sons to come to hers. I haven't been there for a long time, but we're all coming. Ian's coming from Singapore, actually. And Douglas, I'm not quite sure. I haven't spoken to either of them for quite a long time. But I've come all the way here, and I can't go into the house, actually. I just have a bit of a block. I was just wondering if I got you the address, if you could come. I'm just going to stay in a B&B nearby, but I'm assuming she wants to talk about the will and stuff. And I haven't seen her for a while, and I had quite a strange relationship with her when we were in contact with each other. You know, she wasn't the best mum in the world. She did lock me under the stairs a lot and things like that, you know, but which I used to think didn't really have much of an effect, but I'm beginning to wonder if it has done, you know, particularly with my relationships and things. But yeah, I just wondered if you wouldn't mind. All right, cheers, Rog. Bye. Oh, hi, Rog. Just on a side issue. A few nights ago, Ophelia was with me, and I couldn't get it up for the life of me for some reason, which was a bit of a first, actually. It was a bit of a shock. But Ophelia had some rhino powder from a Chinese friend, Han Han, and she explained to me that Han Han's developing a cream which gets rid of hair, and wondered if it was something that I wouldn't mind trying. But of course, I'm not particularly hairy. Now, I know you've got a very hairy back, and I just wondered if it was something you wouldn't mind doing, just testing it out. Okay, thanks, mate. I'll speak soon. Cheers, Rog. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Quick question. Have you ever been to a place called Nando's? It's chicken and other stuff as well, but the chicken very nicely cooked on sort of not a barbecue, but certainly an indoor grill with an extractor fan above it so that the smoke goes straight out onto the street, I presume. Anyway, it's it would be lovely to try that. I was standing outside looking through the window thinking I wouldn't mind some of that. Your mother, mate, I'll be honest with you, you've never spoken about her before. I just presume that she was no longer with us. But lovely to hear that she still is, and you're going down to see her. You're there. So, I'm more than willing to come down. If you need or you would like me to do that, meet the family. yes, is the answer to that. Yes, I'll have to borrow some money off Anne to get the train down. But that's not a problem because she owes me some money for some shopping that I got her. Just some potatoes and things, nothing. Anyway, but the cream, mate, I'm not sure I'm up for that, sadly. I don't know what's in it, first and foremost, and if it's hair removal cream, that could go a little wrong. So if you don't mind, I'll bow out of that one. Okay, mate, but I'll see you soon. Look forward to it. Bye-bye.
Hi, Rog, it's Brian. I'm just in my little B&B. That's great that you can come down. I really am grateful, mate. I think it's Dover Priory Station is the nearest one. And I can meet you off the train. I've got the Subaru here, so I could probably drive back with you. So it would only be a couple of days. I'm very grateful. This cream, mate, it really isn't a big deal. It's a sort of like, have you heard of Veet? It's a woman's product to just get rid of hair on their legs and stuff. It's a sort of organic Veet. And she's tried it on her dog, and it was fine. A few weeks later, you know, it was fine. And it's just got sort of organic, it's got, ground Himalayan yak's testicles in it and a few, you know, slightly off the wall things, but nothing, you know, damaging or dangerous. Yeah, it probably is a bit more robust because it's for men, but anyway, you don't have to, mate. I just haven't got a hairy and much hair, so I just thought of you. But anyway, look, thanks for coming down, mate. And if there's a Nando's in Dover, we could I owe you one. We could go to Nando's. Okay, mate. Speak soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. I'm a bit worried about you. You don't sound yourself. You sound a little I don't know. You don't sound yourself. I'll try the cream for you. It's fine. It's don't worry. I'm sure, you know, she's tried it on the dog and it's fine. I'm sure it'll be fine. So yeah, don't worry about that. Of course I'll try that. And, I'll come down and we'll go and try Nando's because, not only do they have the sort of the grilled chicken, they've got an array of sauces there. From some of them are quite hot, I understand, because I had a look online on their website, and you can get hot sauces and herb sauces as well. And I believe once you've bought the initial meal, a lot of that stuff is free. So that's all to play for. I look forward to that. Yes, I'm looking forward to seeing you, mate, and you know, meeting your family. Okay. Lovely. Speak soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, Rog. It's Brian. Thanks for doing the cream, mate. That's great. There is a Nando's in Dover. It's in an industrial estate. But we can just stick it in the old TomTom and can go there. That sounds interesting. So there's a sort of spicy sauce. There's varying sauces. I mentioned it to my landlady, and she filled me in on it as well. But I'm pretty sure you're going to have... It's just sort of chicken, but that's fine. So, yeah, great. All right, mate. Just tell me when you're coming down exactly, and I'll be waiting in the Subaru. Okay. Cheers, Rog. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. I'm very nearly with you. So do you want to meet me at the station? And then we can... Well, I don't know about you, but we could... maybe head straight to Nando's and check that out. They have these sort of roasted nuts as well. I was speaking to Jamie about it. He's not fond of the place, but I said I was interested in going there, and he said he didn't want to go, but I said it's fine, I'm going with you. But he did tell me about these nuts, so that's something maybe we could have before the chicken. So yes, Nando's, and then up to you, mate. We can go and apply the cream. I don't know what the order of service is. You can let me know. Okay, mate. Speak soon. Bye bye.
Hi, Rog. It's Brian. Yeah, I'll come and pick you up now. That's fine. I was just speaking to my landlady about Nando's again. She said she went there quite recently with her godson, and she said to give us the heads up that you have to go to the till to order, that there's not waiters and stuff. There's a new sort of system, and it's Portuguese food, but it's owned by a South African company. But yeah, otherwise we just sit there for ages. I think that's about right. I'll come and get you. We'll just head straight to Nando's. And then if we put the cream on tonight and leave it on overnight, apparently. So, and also, if you don't mind sharing the room with me, she was fine about that. So that's another thing. So I think order of the day is Nando's, back to the B&B, get the cream on, and then we can go and see my mum and my brothers tomorrow. All right. Cheers, mate. See you soon. Bye.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered. Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. it's about 3:30 a.m. I've been a bit of a fitful night. It's cream is making my skin feel a little tight. And I woke up and you're not here, so I just wondered where you were, if everything was okay, and what did you think of the Nando's? We didn't get a chance really to talk about that. I thought it was quite nice, reasonable. Chicken was grilled well. Anyway, mate, I hope you're okay. Just give me a tinkle and let me know where you are. Okay, mate, bye-bye. Brian, it's Roger again. I need to get out of the room because I need to go to the toilet, but the door is locked. So I'm on the outside, I think. So if you could try and let me out of here, please. Because I really do need to go to the toilet. Okay, mate, thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Obviously, peri-peri sauce doesn't agree with you, mate. I'm trying to trace back what you ate at Nando's, because last night, I'm not sure if you can remember, but you were saying some really awful things, really awful, violent. You said at one point, you said, "Say that again and I'll bite the fucking nose off, you cunt." And you bolt upright and your eyes were dilating. You stared at me and I couldn't get through to you at all. And then you'd fall asleep again and I bloody didn't. You'd wake up and I can't remember, it was something about feeding nuts to a dog. It was really unpleasant. So I'd locked the door. You woke the landlady up as well, and she was fucking terrified. So I'm downstairs now, mate. So I'll come up and let you out, obviously. But I'm guessing you can't remember. Okay, mate, I'll see you in a sec.
Roger, this is Brian. I'm just recording this because I just want you to hear how angry you're getting. It's very out of character. I just need you to...
No, don't worry, just stay in the bedroom. He'll be fine.
Roger? Roger?
Throat.
Roger.
You fucking cunt. Where are you?
Roger, I'm here. Jesus Christ.
Open the fucking door. Look,
look, I'm not going to let you out if you're going to be like this. I need you to calm down. Roger.
I'm trapped in here.
Can you listen to me? Can you listen to me, mate?
What?
Can you listen to me?
I'm listening to you.
Okay, I need you to calm down or I'm not going to let you out. Do you understand? Jesus Christ. Fuck me.
Fucking destroy you.
Look, no, no, Rog.
Asshole.
Roger, come on, please. What? I need you to calm down. We've got to go to my mum's.
You fucking cunt.
My God.
Cunt.
Look.
Get out.
Roger.
Get out.
Roger, please. I need you to calm down. If you don't calm down, I'm not going to let you out. Do you understand?
Let me out of here, you cunt.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Look, firstly, mate, I'd like to apologise because I can't understand why I would use such uncharacteristically nasty language, even in my sleep. In terms of what we had in Nando's, I had exactly the same as you had. Half a chicken, fries, coleslaw, cucumber, and three glasses of tap water. And I had the herb and lemon sauce. So it didn't seem to have any adverse effect on you. So I'm not sure quite what could have caused that. Anyway, in other news, I'm looking at myself in the mirror and, I'm entirely bald. I'm hoping this will grow back again. My head is bald and my eyebrows are bald. I've also urinated on the floor. I'm presuming that could have been the Nando. I don't know. Too much water? I don't know. Anyway, mate, if you could come and let me out of here, I can get cleaned up and we can go and visit your family. Okay, mate. Look forward to seeing you soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, Rog. It's Brian. Yeah, I'm guessing it must be the lemon and herb, or the... I had some of the lemon and herb as well, though. I had some of the medium. You must have had some of the extra hot, the really hot one. But it's good to know the cream works. So look, I'm gonna let you out now, and I've borrowed some makeup, like the eyeliner, or not, what's it called, like a pencil for your face. And I thought if we just draw your eyebrows back on, and she's given me a beret. It's a bit, it's a sort of quick thinking. I just don't want to turn up with Duncan Goodhue, do you know what I mean? But I just triple checking you've just calmed down, because you've obviously tried to kick the door in a bit. And it does stink of piss. So just, I'll let you out, and I think we'll just get going. All right, mate. See you in a sec. Bye.
Brian, it's Roger here. I'm still out in the Subaru. I thought I'd better stay here for a moment. It was very nice to meet your mother and your brothers. But I'm not sure what came over me. When it was suggested that the chest of drawers in the second bedroom should go to your elder brother, I was sort of overcome with rage, and I don't know why, because I don't know the history of the chest of drawers, and I don't know your brother's relationship to it. But I remember you've often spoken rather negatively about him and the way he treated you as a young man. And I felt sort of in a sense of injustice to you. I don't even know if you have anywhere to put the chest of drawers, or even if we could get that back to London. I don't know. But I felt it should be yours, and I'm just sorry I went for him. That's unlike me, as you know. I'm probably still feeling the effects of the Nando's. It's a bit embarrassing that my hat came off and my bald head was exposed. I think that just made me even angry. Anyway, I'm just ranting, and I'm sorry. Okay, mate, bye-bye.
Hi, Rog, it's Brian. I'm heading back to the car now. Look, I'm sort of quite touched that you reacted like that. But it was, I don't give a fuck about the chest of drawers, really. It's not something I'm kind of angling for. But you really went for him. He's really scared of you, actually. It was kind of great. But I'm glad I got you out. I've got the beret. you do look really weird. You look like a sort of aggressive, sort of Frank Spencer. But oddly, I think my mother is quite taken by you. But look, I'll come and see you now and just take 10 deep breaths, and I've got a flask of tea, and I think we'll just assess how we move forward. But thanks, mate. Maybe keep off the old piri-piri. Okay, see you in a sec. Hi, Roger, it's Brian. Look, mate, I can't find you. You're not in the Subaru. I'm just trying to find where you are. I just got a call from Mum. We can't find Douglas's earlobe. Did you spit it out somewhere? Do you remember where you spat it out, if indeed you did? But you know, don't worry, these things happen, and just call me. All right, mate. Okay, bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. I went for a little walk just to sort of clear my head. I'm sorry about the earlobe. I'm not actually sure what I've done with that. The red mist had come down again, and when I'm in that sort of state, I don't know where I don't know where that earlobe is. I'm sorry. Apologise to him for me. Mate, I've come to the conclusion that I don't think this is being caused by the Nando's. I think it may well be the cream, because I haven't had Nando's in 36 hours, so anything that was in the system would have left by now, whereas I applied the cream again this morning. So that's the only thing I can think of. And if Han is thinking that they can, you know, he can take this to market, then he needs to be stopped. And so I think, and I apologize again for this, I think I'm going to take legal action, because this stuff cannot be taken to market. It's going to cause an awful lot of damage. So I'm going, as soon as we get back, I'm going to go and speak to some lawyers and try and get some sort of restraint put on this, an injunction, I don't know what they call it, but that's what I'm going to do. So I thought I should just let you know about that. I'm going to take action. Okay, mate, see you in a sec. Bye-bye.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Joel Morris. This podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Great Big Owl.